Spring is coming, and we know even after the snow melts, ski moms love to play outside. Skeeta, our favorite Vermont outdoor accessory brand, has you covered as the seasons change. Founder Corinne Prevost started Skeeta in 2007. The Vermont ski racer began making hats for her ski teammates and friends. As the buzz snowballed beyond the New England ski community, new products joined the line to keep everyone warm and colorful. Each season, Corinne and her team update the prints to keep the collection feeling fresh and new. This spring, Skeeta is celebrating its 16th birthday with fresh prints like the Pastel, Whimsical, and Plein Air collection. Our favorite pieces include the Throwback Headbands. This headband is made to keep hair and sweat off your face. The single-ply design gathers neatly in the back for maximum styling. Wear it scrunched or lay it flat. It's your perfect partner for any activity where you want a great pop of color and style with minimal fuss. For sunny days, we adore the Skeeta Brim Hat. This five-panel camp hat is the perfect grab-and-go companion. Made in a lightweight, water-repellent material, this hat is ideal for hiking, camping, and the beach. Stay protected from the sun in style. Whether you're cheering your kids at a lacrosse game, exploring with your girlfriends, or simply walking the woods with your loyal pup, Skeeta accessories are there to make ski mom life more fun. Save 20% off your order with code SKIMOMS20 at checkout.
Welcome to the Ski Moms Fun Podcast. Each week on the Ski Moms Fun Podcast, we share laughs and lessons with ski moms ranging from industry experts to first climbers. Our guests share their stories and tips to help you and your family get to the slopes happy and coming back for more. You'll feel included, invited, and celebrated every time you join us. The Ski Moms Fun Podcast is brought to you by Hotronic Heated Socks.
Stay warm this winter with Hotronic Heated Socks. They are designed to create comfort and warmth for active feet, and these ski moms absolutely love them. This week on the Ski Moms Fun Podcast, we're very excited to introduce you to our guest, Karma Brian-Ingle, a ski mom from Ontario, Canada, and the general manager of Maples Labels, who ski racing instead of ice hockey, and how that decision led the family to a whole range of new adventures. Sarah, I was just talking with Karma. I was stuck on the lift at Sugarbush for about 40 minutes on Headwaters. It's one of their older, and the ski patrol was below me. And they're like, well, we're trying to decide between evacuation or if they can get the part, you know, in time to fix. And I'm like, neither one of those sounds great. Either there's like an old part somewhere, like in a bin that's going to go in this lift, or I'm going to be ziplining. But they did... They did start it back up. They did shut the lift down after that. I did. So I had those heated socks on. I was testing. They were fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks so much for inviting me. I'm excited to talk to you guys. I've been following what you've been doing, Nicole, for years, as you know, and had lots of back and forth about our kids and racing and stuff. So yeah, this will be fun.
Karma, where are you talking to us today?
So I'm at home today in my home office in Kitchener, Ontario, but I have one of my son's old helmets behind me, and it's kind of a work of art. It's signed by about 25 World Cup racers, so it's one of his prized possessions. That
I was going to ask about that. There's a flashy orange helmet over Karma's right shoulder, and it adds a proper air of legitimacy to our conversation.
That's from a trip we took to Aspen in 2017 when the World Cup was in Aspen, the last time it was there, I think. And yeah, my son was, I guess he was in U12 at the time, and just chasing around town looking for World Cup racers to sign his stuff. So he managed to get a lot of them. And I think the best one on there is Ted Ligety. He was at the time probably his biggest fan. And we happened upon him, and he was at a patio party for head racing, and Evan hopped over the fence into this party, and he got to meet Ted.
That's
So fun. We were just, Sarah and I just wrapped up our World Cup episode, and that's a really nice addition, just how lovely the athletes really are to the kids.
They would always stop, so kind and just so encouraging to the young racers.
So let's talk about you. So what do you call yourself first and foremost, you know, mom, and then what other titles do you kind of give yourself day to day?
Yeah, mom is the big one. Professionally, of course, I'm the general manager of Mabel's Labels. So that's my other title I go by. But I'd say my primary one is mom, mama.
Tell us a little bit about your journey at Mabel's.
Yeah, sure. So Mabel's Labels is a kids durable label company. So personalized labels for all kids, things that go to school, camp, daycare, skiing, sports, everywhere. A kid can lose items. And so I think the brand was first to market in North America. So we've been in business since 2003. And the company was founded by four moms, all related, funny enough, and they had 13 kids among them and just saw a gap in the marketplace for a great way to label their kids' things way back then. And I've been with the company informally since 2007 and then more formally full-time since 2012.
One of our questions for you was, how do you stay organized as a ski mom? I know that your son travels for camps and opportunities to race and ski. So your family, how do you stay organized? And what are some of your sort of trip planning and organizational tips for our listeners?
Yeah, so funny enough, I don't travel with him when he goes. He goes on his own, but which makes it even more important, of course, to have everything labeled because as you know, there's about 800 pairs of Leckie poles in the rack and skis, the Rossi skis. So I just always, of course, label all of his gear. I'm a big fan of packing lists, of course, not even just particularly for ski camps, but for overnight camps of any sort. I have always kind of packed him up very systematically. So, you know, this is a bag of stuff for your first day. This is a bag of stuff for your second day. And he's always had like a Ziploc bag for every day in his camp bag. So as he's gotten older, he hasn't needed that type of intense organization. But when he was young, it was really helpful because I remember the first year he went to an overnight camp, he literally came back with every single thing clean. He wore one shirt and one pair of underwear for the entire week. So after that, I very quickly learned the big bag full of stuff was overwhelming and was not helpful for him. So he is very involved in the packing as well now. Like he knows, you know, there's so many pockets in those ski bags. And I think my biggest stressor with him going on overnight camps by himself is his passport and, you know, stressing the importance of keeping track of your passport, always put it in a safe spot, all of that part, you know, send him with small bills, not big ones. So learning how to manage all of those little aspects of everything, of being away on your own is incredibly important as he gets older, heading off to college or university in the next year and a half. So he'll be well equipped after all of this travel he's done.
Yeah, my daughter just went on a camp, her first international camp to France. And one thing I did for her passport was I got her a passport holder and I put a tile in there. So I could at least track that. That was helpful. And then the other thing I did, which is similar to what you were saying, where she had a bag for each day with a ski outfit, the base layer and the socks and all that. But I used, I ordered a bunch of the zippered laundry bags. So then she could throw the outfit back in and just wash that and have the whole outfit ready again, because you can just wash it in the bag. So I just wanted to share that. I know plastic bags or Ziploc bags are great too, but.
Thank you to our sponsor, Hotronic. Hotronic makes these incredible heated socks called the Surround Comfort Heat Socks. They work with a lithium ion battery and have light graduated compression with a heating element that surrounds your toes, keeping them warm all day long. There is a Bluetooth app that works for Apple or Android that you can control the temperature. So if you're popping in the lodge or going to be in your car for a bit before hitting the slopes, you can bump the battery pack up or down. The battery pack can last up to 18 hours on the lowest setting. And while I've mostly used them for skiing, I've also used them on cold, snowy hikes and standing around watching ski races. They are probably my favorite thing in my ski kit. I don't even think I could go out on a cold day without them anymore. They can be purchased at most specialty ski retailers and online.
And now back to our show.
We got your questionnaire back that you didn't start skiing until you were 38. Was that a typo?
No, it's not. So I had skied maybe once or twice as a like late teen, early 20s. But no, I really started skiing when Evan started skiing. So when Evan turned 3, suddenly, like his birthday's late November, and that Christmas, under the Christmas tree, my husband had bought him and I skis and all the equipment for Christmas. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're going to start skiing. And he just thought, well, you know, it's in Canada, it's skiing and hockey in the winter, and we got to find some ways to entertain ourselves and get through the long, cold winters. So we live about an hour west of Toronto in a very flat area of Ontario. But in our hometown here, we have a tiny, tiny little ski club, Ski Hill. And it has a pretty well-renowned ski school and has actually borne, you know, a couple of Olympians over the years, which is amazing because the hill, you know, the main part of the hill is, I think, 250 feet. Like, it's small, right? It's more of a bump. So off we went. Evan and I went that winter and took lessons together. And the next winter, I said to my husband, we're not doing this without you. You need to get yourself some skis. We got to get you some lessons and let's get out there as a family. So that's what we did. We all took lessons at this small little hill in town here. And, you know, within about a year and a half or 2 years, Evan could totally out ski us both, and off he went. And so he very quickly got into the racing development program there, and there wasn't a lot of challenge at that small hill, so we put him into racing to really kind of hone his skills and just give him a little bit more excitement with the sport. My husband and I have just kind of hobbled along, and I wouldn't say either one of us is a fabulous skier, but here we are. And so we actually bought a house, and he joined a ski club, a private ski club, about 2 hours north on the Collingwood escarpment area, which is where in Ontario, a lot of the skiing happens and a lot of the racing happens. So yeah, we just ski recreationally and hope that we see him at the bottom of the hill some days, you know?
Thank you for your recommendations for beginners, but we are trying to get women to stop apologizing for their skill levels. And you are consistent with just about every guest we've had on. I think maybe it's my mission in life, Sarah, is to break women of these habits that you're out there and you're doing it. And what a great example you're setting for your son of just having fun in the outdoors and making the most of winter.
Tease myself and I let people tease me, but I'm quite happy on the greens and blues. I don't need to prove myself to anybody, and I'm just out there to have a good time and get some fresh air and, you know, get a break from my phone and my, you know, technology and just to be able to do something with Evan. I mean, that's why we chose to get into this sport, you know, to do something as a family. And my hope is even when he's, you know, an older teen and off to college, he'll always want to come home and go skiing. And if we ever say, hey, we want to go here on a ski trip, do you want to come? He's always going to say yes.
Well, I love that. And I hope that you're an inspiration to other families that to take lessons with the kids. I think that that's such a fantastic bonding moment. And you probably had so much ample dinner time conversation after those lessons where you were comparing notes and many giggles and moments of frustration as well. But what a fun thing to share, because there's not that many opportunities for parents to learn something alongside of their children. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And I love it now because when Evan's not training and I'm on the hill, he'll come and he'll give me a lesson, and he's actually a really good teacher. So he's very patient.
A lot of times you do have to have more structure with single kids so that they can expand their horizons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think too, Nicole, there was a time, like probably when he was around grade seven, where at school, socially, things weren't really clicking for him. And those were the winters where skiing just really saved him and really, you know, made him feel valuable and made him feel, you know, accepted and everything. He has a whole separate group of friends at the ski club, and his racing friends are different than his school friends. And I think it just made him feel like kind of cool that he was the only kid in his school that was doing this at that time. And yeah, I'm grateful to the sport for that everything it's given him, just confidence building and everything. So
what advice would you give to new families who are considering putting their child in a race program?
For us, it was really important to find a program that suited Evan's personality. And, you know, looking at the size of the program was really important to us. So, you know, there's some clubs that have programs with 150 kids in them. And he was coming from such a small club. So moving into a program of that size where, you know, the coaches are really just looking at the top 10 kids, they're not really doing much for everybody else, was really important for us to find a program with a coach that suited his personality that we felt like he could really work with. I think starting out, it was really a way for Evan to really learn how to ski well. And for us, the goal of putting him in racing was never for him to go to the World Cup or, you know, be an Olympian. I think we knew, you know, that's few and far between, especially from where we are from. It really was to give him the skills to be an amazing skier, to be a confident skier, to be able to ski anywhere in the world confidently, and to provide him those skills. Because skiing is one of those sports, as you know, that's a life skill. You know, it really is a skill for life. I should, you know, he'll carry that into his adulthood and old age. And so that was the goal for us. So I think really not getting carried away with the sport, just really framing it and putting it into perspective of what you really want the end goal to be.
Now, what about you? Do you ski mostly with your husband now, or do you have girlfriends? You know, how do you fit it into your life?
Yeah, I mean, I ski a lot with my husband. So we become members of this private ski club. And I don't know that type of club really exists in a lot of places. But in Ontario, there's a huge population of people that want to ski and a very limited amount of terrain. So in the Collingwood area, which is about 2 hours north of Toronto, there's one very large public hill. And then there's four private ski clubs that operate very similarly to a private golf club. So, you know, member based with their own terrain and that sort of thing. And each of those clubs has a race program that feeds into the overall Ontario and Canadian racing program. So, we ski together, obviously, my husband and I, but we've also made a ton of friends at the club and a lot of other race parents, you know, you kind of gravitate towards each other at the bottom of the race hill. And so, yeah, we ski every weekend with our friends mainly.
What do you do on those 2 hour drives? There's a lot of East Coast listeners, and I suppose on the West Coast as well, where it can be 2 or 3 hours each way. What did your family do to pass the time over the years?
Well, I listened to a lot of podcasts. Yeah, lots of family conversations about what we're doing and what our days are like and how our weeks have been. And when we do have the opportunity to go up, all three of us, it's a great time just to have some family conversation and getting time to chat with each other and catch up after busy weeks.
I feel like I remember a lot of Hamilton for some reason at certain points, right? I think there were ways to make that time fun, time together where there weren't all the distractions necessarily.
And have you skied in the United States often?
We've gone a few times. So we've done a few trips to Vail and one to Aspen. I think my favorite place really is Vail. I just absolutely love it there. And I think I know one of your questions on your list was where's your never ever recommendation. And I absolutely love Vail. But Vail by far was one of my favorites, just because as a beginner and I could ski that entire mountain from side to side. I could get, you know, we stayed at Cascades on the very, you know, one side, you know, and managed to ski all the way across to the summit, have lunch, ski all the way back, and just great, great variety of terrain there.
Well, I'm so glad that you did not become a hockey mom. Though I'm, you know, hats off to them. But I've got to say, ski moms just seem so much cooler because we can be doing it right alongside. I mean, not on the race course, but, you know, we can be out there the same day that they are. So I think if there's any parents out there listening trying to decide between hockey and skiing, that it's really not a hard argument.
It really isn't. I mean, like I said, that's one of my favorite things about the sport, just being able to spend that time as a family. It's amazing. And it's really become, I mean, it's changed. Evan being involved in this sport has changed our lives. You know, like we now have a second home and we've got, you know, we've got this amazing network of people and friends that we've built through the sport. It's, you know, provided me with a path for my retirement and just a plan for the future. And it'll keep Evan coming home and it'll keep us bonded and close as a family forever. So I think it's an amazing sport to be involved in.
What is your favorite après ski drink?
I usually will start with something warm to warm up. So, you know, just a coffee or a hot chocolate or something. But I do like, there's this one little martini that I really have grown to like called a snowflake martini. And it's, I'll have to send you the list of ingredients, but it is vodka based. And then the hypnotic blue liqueur and some white cranberry, and it's delish. So,
ooh, I think that sounds delightful. And it sounds like it looks very frozen if there's some blue liqueur in there. Mm-hmm. Elsa and Anna would approve.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much for listening to the Ski Moms Fun Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Head to the SkiMomsFun.com website to check out our swag and find out more about our community. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Ski Moms Fun. We'll be back next week with more interviews and insights. Thanks, snow. Winter is here and it's time for outdoor adventures. Skiing, hiking, and sledding can make a family hungry. This winter, there's an awesome solution for moms. A new cookbook for moms who ski and ride. The Ski Moms Cookbook is a digital cookbook with 36 recipes that are easy to follow and mom tested. We've got everything from make ahead breakfast to lunch that can travel to the lodge to slow cooker dinners that'll be ready when you get home from your ski day. Some of my favorite recipes are the apple and cinnamon oatmeal, the turkey lettuce wraps, the slow cooker ribs, and of course, the lasagna soup. For $8.99, you're going to get lots of inspiration this winter. And as always, 10% of the profits go to the Share Winter Foundation. Shop the link in show notes or head to our Ski Moms Fun shop.